السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful day. So inshallah, today we are going to continue from where we left off. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 50 of Surah An-Nisa until ayah number 58. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite starting from ayah number 50.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا أم لهم نصيب من الملك فإذا لا يؤتون الناس نقيرا أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما فمنهم من آمن به ومنهم من صد عنه وكفى بجهنم سعيرا إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعدكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 50 of Surah An-Nisa until ayah number 58. Now, inshallah, for theory, we were starting the new topic of Ahkam al-Nun al-Sakina wal-Tanween, which is the ruling of the Nun Sakina and the ruling of Tanween. So for this, we learned that there are four different rules of Nun Sakina and Tanween. Nun Sakina and Tanween, both of them have the same rule. So either if you have a Nun Sakina or if you have a Tanween, there's not going to be any differentiation between the rules. Instead, you are going to be having the exact same rule for both. And the reason for this is that Tanween is basically a hidden Nun Sakina. So both of them, because they have a Nun Sukun, it does not matter whether it is in the form of a Sukun or if it comes in the form of a Tanween. So these four rules, as we did last time, we have Idhar, Idgham, Iqlab, and Ikhfa. Now, inshallah, we're going to go a little bit more in depth about what all four of these rules mean. The first one that we are going to do is the rule of idhar. Now, idhar is from the word dhahara. Dhahara means to make something clear. And as you can guess from the name idhar, dhahara, to make clear, what you are going to do whenever you have a nun sakin or a tanween with idhar is that you're going to make the nun sound very clear. So if you remember this word, idhar, from the word dhahara, dhahara meaning to make clear, then you are going to remember easily the name of this rule. And you're going to know that if I have idhar, I'm going to make the nun dhahara, I'm going to make the nun clear. So if you memorize the root word of all of these rules, inshallah, it does become easier to remember the Arabic name. And inshallah, we are going to try, as we are doing this the second time, to be more familiar with the Arabic terms when it comes to all of these rules. So last time I did mention that if you are having a little bit of difficulty, you can just remember the rulings for these. You don't have to remember the Arabic terms. But because this is the second time we are going over this, inshallah, if you do feel confident, you can try to start memorizing the Arabic terms as well. Inshallah, this is going to help you as we do the rest of our analysis. So again, one more time, idhar from the word dhahara, meaning to make clear. As you can guess, you are going to make the nun sound clear anytime a nun sakin or a tanween has the rule of idhar. Now, what exactly is idhar, and how do we know if a letter has idhar? So whenever we have a nun sakin or we have a tanween, so this means fathatain, dhammatain, or kasratain, we have two fathas, two dhammas, or two kasras, and it is followed by any of the throat letters, then the sound of the nun is going to be pronounced clearly without additional ghunna. The reason why it's mentioned here additional ghunna is because naturally the nun and the meem do go up into the nose. And we did cover this when we were doing the mikharij. We learned that meem and nun, naturally they go up into the khayshum. They are part of the nose letters. But additional ghunna meaning you're not going to spend too much time or you're not going to bring it up into the nose too much. So this is why it's mentioned additional ghunna and it's not said no ghunna, because it is impossible to have the letter meem and nun without any ghunna at all. So you're not going to add any other ghunna. Whatever comes naturally with the letter nun, that is the amount of ghunna that you're going to apply. Now, the letters for idhar, like I mentioned, are the throat letters. So again, now it comes into play the makharij that we learned. So for makharij, we learned that there are six halq letters or throat letters that come from the throat. These letters are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. Now, please remember these letters. Remember the word idhar from the word dhahara, meaning to make clear. And the letters for idhar are six. They are the throat letters, the halq letters. These letters are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So remember these six letters. So again, any of these six letters, and we have nun sakin or tanween, it is going to give us idhar. Now let's look at some examples, and it's going to make it more clear. So we have the example tanhar. So here in tanhar, nun sakin followed by the letter ha. Now, ha is one of the throat letters, hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So here we are going to make that nun very clear. Now notice, I am not giving this additional ghunna. I'm not going to bring it up into the nose. I am not saying tanhar. So here it's going up way too much into the nose. So we're not going to go up into the nose. We're going to make it very clear. Tanhar.
noon sound is very clear. Also one that we are very familiar with in Surah Fatiha, the word an'amta. So here noon sakin followed by the letter ayn. Ayn is a letter of the throat. So we're just going to rest on this noon for a little bit because it does have tawassut. And we're also going to make it very clear. I'm not bringing this up into the nose too much. An'amta. Now you can hear that noon sound is very clear. I am going to give you an example of a letter that is not ifhar. So for example, if we have with idgham, so now you hear it's going up a lot into the nose. And then also if we have, we can do ikhfa as well. Anfusikum. So now you can hear that nose is being used quite a lot. So now you can clearly tell that idhar is going to be clear noon. An versus an. So one of them is going up too much into the nose and the other one you are not using the nose too much. So this is going to be idhar. Now the thing with idhar is that the examples that I just gave, all of these had noon sakin, but this also works for tanween as well. So for example, if we have naran hamia, so now this is tanween. Tanween comes between two words, so it's going to come at the end of the word. So we have the tanween on the ra followed by the letter ha, which is a throat letter. So narun hamia. So now you notice that noon sound is very clear. We're going to spend a little bit of time because of tawassut. And then we have qawlin illa. So again, you can hear that noon sound very clear. Shakirun alima. Noon sound is very clear. So these are some examples of idhar. Any noon or a tanween followed by any of the throat letters hamzaha, ainha, ghinha. And this is going to give you idhar. Now, another very easy way to tell if a letter has idhar or not, if you are looking in the mushaf of Uthmani text, you are going to see that the letter noon has a sukun on top. Now, I mentioned in the very beginning when we were doing what is noon sakina, I mentioned that sometimes you have a very visible sukun on the noon and other times there is nothing on the noon. So in both cases, it is still noon sakina. It is still considered noon sakina whether you see the sukun or not. Now you know that if you see the sukun on the noon, the reason why that is, it's because that letter has idhar. So even if you don't remember the letters, you don't remember if you're supposed to do idhar or not, if you have the Uthmani text, you can see that there is that sign of sukun. And if you see a sukun, this is a general rule, anytime it comes to Quran recitation, most of the times, if you can see a visible sukun, you are going to pronounce that letter. Now, sometimes you are going to notice that there is a letter that has nothing on top. So you might see that there is a ta or a lam or a ra. So in some of these cases, there is nothing on top of these letters. That means that you're not going to pronounce them. But if you see that there is a visible sign of sukun, you are going to pronounce these letters. So for idhar as well, if you see that a noon has a sign of sukun, you are going to pronounce that noon, and that noon is going to have idhar. Now, it's always a good habit to check the next letter just to make sure. So if we look at the next letter, it should be one of the throat letters. So if you see noon sakina, check the next letter. If it is one of the throat letters, it is going to be idhar, and you are going to pronounce that noon very clearly. Another sign that you can find for idhar specifically is that the tanween are going to be aligned neatly over each other. So this is also found specifically in the Uthmani text, that you're going to see the hamza, the kasra, and the dhamma are literally right next to each other. They're right above each other. So they are perfectly aligned and they are symmetrical. So when you see that the tanween is aligned, that the tanween is symmetrical, it is going to be idhar. Now you're going to see for idgham or ikhfa, the tanween is slightly crooked. So one fatha is going to be on the left, the other fatha is going to be a little bit to the right. Same thing with the kasra, same thing with the dhamma, that they're not completely on top of one another. They're both separated. One is going to one side and the other is going to the other side. So when you see that tanween is not perfectly aligned, that is also a sign that it's going to have either ikhfa or it's going to have idgham. So now this is something something that you can remember. And again, it's a good habit to look at the next letter just to make sure that it really does have idhar. So again, you're going to find that it's a perfectly aligned tanween, and the next letter should be hamza ha, ayn ha, ghayn ha, which are the letters of idhar. So inshallah, we're going to stop here today for the theory. Just one more time quickly, we have the rule of idhar, which we covered today. Idhar, please remember the Arabic term if you can, from the word lahara, meaning to pronounce clearly. If you find a nun sakin or a tanween followed by any of the halq letters, the throat letters, hamza ha, ayn ha, ghayn ha, then the nun sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. And this is the rule of idhar. Inshallah, in the next class, we're going to move on to the next rule, which is the rule of idgham. Now let's move on to our analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 50. If we see any rules of idhar, then inshallah I will point it out. So let's go ahead and start with ayah number 50. Unzur, ra here is going to be heavy. Kayfa yaftaruna, ra in this case is heavy. Ala Allahi, the name of Allah is heavy. Ala Allahi al-gadib, and then ba is going to be a qalqala when we end here on sukun. Wa kafa bihi, this is going to be a four count mad. Ithmam, mubina, we end here on a two count mad. Alam tara, ra is going to be heavy. Ila alladhina utu nasiban, sad is going to be heavy. Min al-kitabi yu'minuna bil-jibt, ba is going to have qalqala. Wa al-taghut, ta is going to be heavy. Ghain is also going to be heavy. Wa yaquluna, qaf is heavy. Lil-ladhina kafaru, ra here is going to be heavy. Ha-ula'i, ha is a four count mad. La is also a four count mad. Ahda, ha, we're going to add a little bit of humps. Make sure that you say it from the throat. Min alladhina amanu sabila, we are ending here on a two count mad al-iwad. Ulaika, this is going to be a four count mad. Alladhina la'anahumullah, the name of Allah here is heavy. And then ha at the end, we're going to make sure we give it a little bit of humps because we are ending here on sukun. Wa man yal'anillah, the name of Allah here again is going to be light because the letter before has kasra. Falan tajida lahu nasira, sad is heavy, ra in this case is heavy, and then we end here on a two count mad al-iwad. Am lahum nasibun, sad is going to be heavy. Min al-mulki, lam in both cases has the wasut, so just rest on this for a little bit. Fa'idha la yu'tun an-nas, so yu'tun, hamza as we learned has shidda. Make sure you give it a little bit of a jerk. You don't want to spend too much time or roll it too much in the throat. Yu'tun an-nasa naqira, qaf is heavy, ra in this case is heavy, and then we end here on a two count mad al-iwad. Am yahsudun an-nasa ala ma atahum Allah, ma is going to be a four count mad. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Min fadlih, dad is going to be heavy, and then ha here we end on hams. Faqad, dal is going to have qalqala. Atayna, four count mad. Ala Ibrahim, ra in this case is heavy. Ibrahim al-kitaba wal-hikma, lam is going to have tawassut. Wa atainahum mulkan azima, ma is going to be a two count mad al-iwad. Faminhum man amana bihi wa minhum man sadda'an. So here we have noon sakin in man amana, and we see that there is a visible sign of sukun. So just to confirm, we're going to look at the next letter, and the next letter is hamza, which is huruf al-halqiyah, so it is from the throat. So here we're going to say a very clear noon sound, man amana, and give it a little bit of tawassut as well. Bihi wa minhum, again I see a visible sign of sukun. Just to confirm, let's look at the next letter. The next letter is ha, which is also a letter of the throat. So here again we're going to have a very clear noon sound. Wa minhum man sadda an, and then sad is going to be heavy, and then anhu noon again, very visible sign of sukun, and then the letter after is ha, meaning that is a huruf halqi. So here also we are going to have idhar, noon sound is going to be very clear. Wa kafa bi jahannama sa'ira, ra is going to be heavy, and this is also a two count mad al-iwad. Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayatina sawfa nuslihim, sad is going to be heavy. Nauran, ra in this case is heavy. Kullama nadijat, dad is going to be heavy. Juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha, غين is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is also heavy. لِيَذُوقُ العذاب. But here we are ending on a قَلْقَلَة. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, the name of Allah here is heavy. كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. حَكِيمًا is going to be a two count. مَدَّ الْعِوَدِ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. صَاد is going to be heavy. سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَة. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Ra here is light. Jim is going to have قَلْقَلَة. مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Ra in this case is heavy. خَالِدِينَ. خَا is heavy. فِيهَا. This is a four count med. Abada, this is going to be a two count med al-iwad if you stop. Lahum fiha, four count med. Azwajum mutahara. Ta is going to be heavy. Ha is light. Ra is heavy. And then we end here on a ha from the throat. So make sure you do give it a little bit of humps. Wa nudkhiluhum, dal is going to have qalqala. Dhillan, dha is going to be heavy. Lam is light. Dhalila, dha is heavy. Lam is light. And then we end here on a two count med al-iwad. Inna Allaha, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Ya'murukum, Hamza, again, it's going to have shidda. So make sure you do give it a little bit of a jerking sound and abruptly stop the sound in the throat. Ra is going to be heavy. تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. إِلَىٰ is going to be a four count med. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. Dal is going to have qalqala, and then lam, give it a little bit of tawassut. Inna Allaha, the name of Allah here is heavy. Na'im. And then we are ending here on a ha, so make sure you give it a little bit of humps. Inna Allaha, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. Kana sami'an basira. Saad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And then we end here on a mad al-iwad, two count. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 50 of Surah An-Nisa until ayah number 58. And inshallah, we will end here for the tafsir part of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.